Watch out, his pump give you mad asthma. Put your pump story in his last chapter. I fuck the pumps off a diva, you a cat scatter. No parties like a house party, kid. You know a shorty sleeping on that couch, probably dead. That's what we get into. Why even not? You'll never get into a house party. We don't party like you niggas do. Wa-da-da-ing, wa-da-da-da-ing, wa-da-da-ing, wa-da-da-da-ing. I know a couple new niggas tried to start this. Let me help you out, dog. Tricking is still tricking, regardless. We not of the same. Funny to us, I use my mouth and my G. You need your money to fuck. You do a lot of that. Cock a damn gun when I bust. Take community pussy and be the dummy to duck. It's like anything you do with the opposite sex is the opposite of correct. We ain't gotta give you respect. So whoever raised you ain't prepping for real. Type the vibes at your phone, be all checking the bill. I seen you type corn dog, wax the fuck. Type the cash your man a hole, then you mad we fuck. Like you do all the shit that a real nigga don't. All the shit that a real nigga won't. Sound off the stuff of shit is contagious. You the nigga we seeing wrong. No, you ain't getting no bitches, you bitch being one. And one last thing for the record before I get out of here. We don't party like you niggas do.
Oh.
Get your big axe and shovel. Dig
for gold.
Digging in the crates.
On Shade 45.
Yeah. P.D. Yeah. Check it. Check it.
Red Man. Method Man. Lady Luck. Def Jam.
Parish Millennium Buckets. Hold me down. I grab the mic and grip it hard like it's my last time to shine. I want the probe in between, so I put it down for mine. Ill cap, slick talk, slay New York. To break it down in straight English, what the fuck you want? Remember me? Pump back and grab MC. Get your shit broke and have a fucking ground with me. Hey, yo, strike two. My style for the light to shoot.
Hey, yeah, you just driving a big old... like field lawnmower up the street, like it ain't nothing.
Step up, bless the trap and spin a jewel. He keeps cool, believe for static, I strap tools. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Yo, get on the mic and rock and set up me. Time to rock, the sound I got, the rain's hot, make it next, snap back. Like a swing shot, he hustle, I tussle my way in. Been tussle for days, man, all my own with guns blazing. Not for the fun of it, just for those who want me to run.
All right. Sudden fear, like, did I put my laptop in my bag today or not? Feels like it. Sinus issues since I got back. Feel a little crappy. But I mean, that podcast ain't gonna record itself, so. In Japan they call me Ichiban. Wu Tang Clan, I'm a one. And the whole nine, I hold mine. Keep playing with it, kid, you might go blind. Jerk on, fuck them AKA. And that was just meth, that's it. That's all solo, single, no more, no less. I believe that's me. Get on the mic and rock simply. Miss Stop, drop and roll. Rocks top and go hot. Even though bangs froze. Pop close, range foes. Blaze them hoes. Leave them with their brains exposed. Stains froze.
that ass crack, stay whipping. When the gun's spitting, it's wicked. We in the game, we're all different. Point game like Jordan, I play the role of Pippin. Staff switching like tight ass after sticking.
But it might just be just getting back here to where, like, my pear trees are blooming and everything's all, like, springtime happening. Maybe just an allergy situation. I don't really know.
This is MNFJ 45. This is his. This is, he owns this shit.
But I don't feel great. How about that? Leave it at that. I don't like to put labels on it, you know?
I woke up this morning. This is insane.
Put labels on my music, like this song is labeled bullshit.
Shirt and tie and run with the creeps, cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hit him, say you want some more, living on a seesaw. Go push me, call up, whoops, to the trying not to lose my head. I said, well, it's like a jumble sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep going.
He is like a jungle sometimes. That's a good point.
One, watch the face, stand in line for the.
If you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey.
I don't know what those construction vehicles are even doing there. It's good advice. I mean, if you don't start no shit, it won't be no shit. Tattoo. Oh, we missed the Tattoo Expo. It was at the end of March. Why is that sign still up?
Hey, if we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck. Hey, start no shit, it was me, no shit. be no shit. There's not no shit. It won't be no shit. There's not no shit. It won't be no shit.
Out of time, hard heads get switched, cheap stuff. And you gon' need more shit. Pass that lead up, jump like me up, I'm out TV done. My boy, you built a show with it, and you ain't hope with it. And I ain't selfish, I would let you wear your whole business. Talking big boy shit, me mugging like a motherfucker, my hand on my knee.
Cause I'm the girl, you keep it jumping like it ain't nothing new. We started off with shake on my own, my partner, oh, guess who? It's a boy from that bottom who took you down 85 and hit you with that U. If I'm looking, don't be surprised. We fucking blowing dealer and sipping on something good. I'm peeping out the scene. Wishing a nigga would. In case it just might pop, I'm already to lock and load. To take you through the south to show you how we throw them gold.
Yeah.
We don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey. God, no shit, it won't be no shit. There's God, no shit, it won't be no shit. There's God, no shit, it won't be no shit.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey. God, no shit, it won't be no shit. Hey. God, no shit, it won't be no shit.
Classic Jeff Day.
Hi.
Actually, we're kind of in our classic outfit.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're so predictable.
Well, anything that I wanted to wear, I wore while I was out of town, so now that's all dirty.
Uh-huh.
Here we are.
Hello, chat.
Oh.
I don't need him. Hold on. I don't need him. I don't think. Do I need him? I don't think I do.
I mean, you left him in my car all day once.
Yeah.
Why do I need my key? She'll be there.
Yeah. She's trying to tell you something.
Oh.
So, how was your week? How was the last?
It was good. Ian was at PAX.
Yeah.
So, I took Friday off. I did the thing that parents can sometimes do where you're just like, fuck it. Why don't we use the time while she's at the daycare today and she go on a date?
Yeah.
So, noon to 5 p.m., primetime dating. I saw the new Wes Anderson movie, which is fun.
What is that? Which?
It's the Grand Budapest Hotel, I think.
Oh, right.
Usual Wes Anderson movie has like 50,000 people in it. Lots of cameo jokes. It's pretty good.
Like jokes about the band Cameo? Like a lot of word up material?
Yes. Yes.
That sounds like a movie for me then.
Then, cool, I had band practice on Saturday. Sunday I went hiking with my dogs. Played Track 5 of Diablo and finished or started playing a little Warframe for some reason.
Huh. That game's not bad.
It's kind of alright.
Yeah.
It's definitely got, you know, the crappy free-to-play stuff in there.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty heavy into it. But there's, I haven't, you know, like all free-to-play stuff, you don't, in the beginning, you don't see the need to,
right,
you know, put any money into it. So I found a giant bomb clan and I feel it's basically just Horde mode with, you know, lots of weapons and upgrades and all that kind of stuff.
It kind of reminds me of Phantasy Star Online in a way.
Yeah, people have said that. Kind
of action-y co-op thing where you just start make your way through this mission. All right.
Yeah. You're like, I can do that.
Yeah. Here's another mission.
It's even got the little, you know, follower.
Yeah. Yeah, I had made that. So I played that game when it was like in beta or whatever, and
it's still in beta.
Well, yeah.
I did the same thing like a year ago.
Yeah. And at some point, they completely changed the progression and how all the items work and how you slot stuff, and it just all got really confusing at that point because I just kind of wrapped my mind around it for the beta and then never spent enough time to learn what they had changed it to. So I found the progression of the game really confusing. I was just like, oh, so what drops? Like, what are the drops? What do I craft? Like, what, you know, what do I need to buy? Like, it's just not clear enough for me right out of the gate. So
I think it's still kind of that way.
Yeah.
Basically, all the different planets will drop different materials, and then you need the materials to craft your weapons or whatever from blueprints. Blueprints themselves are drops from bosses or whatever, and you can get past all of it by just buying items from them.
Okay.
But they've been continually updating it, which was kind of why I was like, oh, this game's, you know, I've seen things about it being pretty big,
you know,
getting bigger, so why don't I give it a shot? It looks like it's probably changed a bit since I was in there.
Yeah.
I think it also, it looks really good.
It looks
good.
Really nice, yeah. It's Digital Extremes, all that Unreal stuff they did. I think the other thing that kind of got me away from it is when the PlayStation 4 came out, Warframe came out for that, and they were promising, like, eventually you'll be able to transfer your character over, like, a one-time copy from PC to PS4. And I was like, well, I want to play it on PS4. I want to, you know, see kind of just how the PS4 online stuff works, and that'll be a good excuse to do it. And then they just have never gotten the updates in sync enough to allow it. So I spent all that time waiting, and it's still not. So at some point, I just kind of lost interest in the whole thing. There's a Ghost Recon game that's free to play that just came out, like, last week.
Wow. Ghost Recon.
It's like Ghost Recon Phantom, something it's called. I don't know if it's any good or not, but I downloaded it last night to
Same
give it a shot.
Third person style?
I think so. I'm not sure. Might be first.
Really? For Ghost Recon?
Yeah, I mean, Ghost Recon was first person until Brawl came out.
Was it Rainbow Six Ghost Recon?
Yeah.
Then they decided to make the Rainbow Six stuff purely first person.
Yeah.
And Ghost Recon stuff third person.
Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter came out, they made a third. Because they were making a console game at that point. I'm not sure what this is, actually. I remember playing something that was called Ghost Recon Online or something at, like, a pre-E3 event year before last, and I just don't know if that ever... Like, they had that, and they had, whatever the Ghost Recon, or whatever the Tom Clancy mech game was that they... Or the, like, robot suit thing that came out and sucked, or didn't come out because it sucked. I forget which, but those are the two games they had, and I'm not sure if either of them actually came out. I think they scrapped all that stuff and still put out a game called, I forget. Because there was also, like, Rainbow Six Siege or whatever, and that got scrapped. And they implied that they were starting over. I don't know. Who knows with Ubisoft? They're such a weird company.
Axel Club?
Yeah, it was a good time. Those panels were ridiculous.
Yeah, I caught a stream of the wrestling one. It was good. I was glad Alex had. You know, I would be worried if he lost.
Yeah.
You know, more than anything, because you know that guy loves his wrestling games. Put in some prep time.
Yeah. I thought Lang was gonna be stronger. He did all right, but you know he was developing a wrestling game when that game came out.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it sound like they played that game for like an hour every day for a long time while working on their WCW game. There was nothing like that game. But yeah. I mean, Alex brought his N64 to Boston and we were playing in his room and stuff, which is good because I
had not played it
since I reviewed it, probably. So. But then I got, yeah, it's like one of those things where sometimes the ring outs are just a fluke where you go all the way out and lose immediately instead of getting knocked out to the apron and getting a chance to come back in. And both times I got eliminated, it was that way. Like, I had no chance to get back in. I was pretty fucking bummed out the first time I got knocked out. Until Drake broke bottles over Lang and Teasdale's heads.
I saw that.
Yeah. It's a really good photo going around of, like, mid-shatter.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Too. Yeah.
Yeah, he overnighted four bottles from, a theatrical glass company or whatever.
Perfect.
he used them to great effect. I don't know if we caught the second bottle on our panel getting used. I don't think the stream caught it, but Pope grabbed the other bottle and busted it over Lang's head a second time, so I'm not sure if Drew got it. On my flight back to San Francisco, I saw him while he was boarding, and he said, I heard someone describe that panel to me as the stupidest thing they had ever seen, but like in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, all right, that's all I can really ask.
They're getting close to launch, right?
May 20th, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty close.
Yeah, they're...
That's wild that they stayed, they kind of stayed under wraps there for that last bit.
Yeah.
Did you get to see it?
Yeah, I mean, they're just showing the same area that they showed originally. It's just kind of in its final form, which is more or less how Bastion was. Like, they didn't show anything that wasn't,
they had a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, hey, it's this story-based game. Like, you've probably never played it before, so...
Here's an
early chunk that kind of walks you through how the combat in this thing works. it was only because they showed off during Judges Week, the year that Bastion came out, that they thought, like, okay, let's show something from later in the game, because it's almost guaranteed that all those people have seen the beginning already, so...
I also started playing that Blackguards game.
Oh, yeah?
It was on sale, so...
Yeah. What do you think of it? It looked, like, potentially super interesting, but a little clunky. Like, a little just weird
interface. It looks like a, you know, it looks like a German...
Yeah.
German kind of game. Like, that sort of Eastern Bloc-y, complex, difficult, but some fun stuff in it. It's okay. It's not... I had read some things that, you know, kind of put it to be a little bit better than it was, and it's just a hack space.
Yeah.
You know.
I got Trials Fusion. A little bit of that last night.
I never really liked the Trials games. I just couldn't get, was that enough masochist in me, I guess. I'm definitely not a person who goes for, like, replaying things just to get achievements or points or, right. You know, in it. Games.
Yeah, I always feel like I play them up to a certain point, and then it's like, all right, this is to make any progress from here. I have to like suddenly get way, way, way better than I have been. So,
Diablo was fun. I was happy with that expansion. I'll see what happens. I think I'm gonna try and at least my character is like 50 now. Yeah. I got through the main campaign. Yeah, just a straight run and 50.
Yeah.
I know that Path of Exile is a better game, and I can see why. But I just like.
Yeah,
see
I thought
shit
I thought
explode and see its bones
right,
bust
yeah.
out. You know?
I thought Path of Exile looked kind of bad.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
And I just I don't know. I didn't play a lot of it, but I just found the whole thing kind of off-putting right out of the gate, and didn't stick with it. Been a while, so I'm not sure, but I feel like I remember it asking me to spend points on a character or, you know, skill points or whatever without necessarily telling me enough about what I wanted to be doing. So.
But it's nice that it seems customization there is to a really nice degree.
But at some point, I'm sure that, like, if you make a lot of mistakes and want to respec, they'll be happy to sell you a respec potion.
Did you play through Act 5?
I did, yeah.
I really like that RAM bit.
Yeah.
I was like, they need to be doing more of this type of shit.
Pretty rad.
I was like, this looks awesome. Yeah. Like, you guys should be doing this all the time.
Yeah. Like, it's just... It's like kind of stupid. Like, what?
Oh, it's
why aren't
terrible.
You flying off
it's
this
super
thing?
Dumb.
But whatever. It's amazing.
No, it looks great. Like, that just made me wanting to have, like, ship battles and all kinds of crazy movement. What I like about that game, too, is because all of its skill stuff is so item-based, you know, loot-based.
Yeah.
It just forces you to always change your game style, which kind of keeps it fresh. Like, well, I guess I gotta switch over to Blessed Hammers. Haven't used them. They look real dumb, but I got this giant bonus that you start using. You're like, yeah, this is awesome. And then you get some other item. You're like, oh, I gotta drop my...
I don't know. I never really felt like even when I didn't have items that gave specific bonuses to specific attacks and stuff like that, I felt like I was doing so much damage that, you know, if there was a nice coincidence where it happened to be for a power I used, then great. But I never felt like I had to change my style ever. Like, once I unlocked, like, the blood funnel or whatever it is, where now I can just hit right mouse to regain life and spin around and kill everything. As a barbarian, I never felt like I had to adjust. I keep unlocking runes and going and looking at them going, nah. But that's cool that you can switch it up like that.
People are saying barbarian is like that, man.
I guess. Whatever. I mean, the only change I made, like, recently to my playstyle with that was I went to one-hander and shield instead of dual-wielding. Because I found a shield that was... I just had so much strength on it that it was still a damage increase over the two weapons I had. I feel like I've been gone forever. It's only like a week or whatever, but something about going to New York, driving to Boston, flying back, like...
That's traveling, man.
Felt like I was gone like a month.
How did your thing go?
Well, it's kind of typical for stuff like that where I always, like, over-prepare a little bit. Thinking it'll actually be a more serious discussion of the history of video game journalism or something like that, and then it never ever is. So, but there, yeah, that was fun. They recorded that. I think they're gonna put it up like tomorrow or something. Day for that.
Shades of Marin. Roman shades, shutters, motorized shades, drapery.
You got a retractable awning if you want it. But yeah, I don't know. I really liked the drive from Alex's place out to Boston. That was...
fun bit of country.
Yeah. Like, it was just one of those things where you always just fly in and see the city and never see anything around it.
East Coast is pretty.
Yeah. And then we ended up going out to Rich's place on Sunday night, which was good. He's about a half hour outside Boston, so...
Yeah, he was all over PAX this year.
Yeah.
He did the thing for GameSpot, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
And then he did that panel with Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see that panel with Vinny. I just want to see, like, the bitch fest between two producers.
I think Vinny may have recorded the audio from that.
Ah, cool.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just announced their new game. They're doing a Star Trek game that I suspect will be a lot like their Game of Thrones game, but with Star Trek, which inherently makes it better.
I love seeing Rich in the promo videos for their games, just because he is always so, like, on.
Yeah.
Like, he just looks like a player. But that's just Rich, you know?
Yeah.
He's just kind of easygoing, happy, happy-go-lucky guy. So he's like, yeah, it's awesome. We're, you know, we're doing...
turned it around kind of immediately, so shouldn't, hopefully won't be too late.
Did you look for the blood moon last night?
I forgot to, but it was real foggy anyway, wasn't it?
It was. It was pretty cloudy. I brought the telescope out.
Oh.
It was super bummed.
Yeah.
You could see it, though. I mean, you'd see it till, you know, about midnight, and then the cloud cover just got too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I landed at about 2 o'clock or so yesterday. Kind of exhausted. Yeah.
Didn't get sick, though. Don't say that, Jeff. I'm in the car with you. I think Ian got sick.
Yeah.
He was out yesterday.
Later.
All right.
It's like a first-person music puzzle game.
Okay.
That seems like it could be really awesome.
First-person music puzzle game.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're kind of navigating this environment and stumbling upon music puzzles, like, kind of or I guess at some point in while playing it, you will be creating things that you can export. Like, you can export music that you're making with whatever these tools are in the world, but I haven't messed with it enough to really get a feel for that stuff. Might be ready to take some bridge questions out of the chat.
Oh, that's right. Bridge question time. We're getting close. If you have your bridge questions, send them over.
Type them out. Get it going.
Or just send us the link.
No, I don't think that site exists anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
more bridge questions.
Yeah.
Well, bridge questions, the site may be down.
But bridge questions,
the concept.
Live on.
The bit.
Yeah.
Bridge question, should I buy a Fitbit One?
I don't know.
My wife had a few Fitbits. I'll tell you that pretty much everybody I know had a Fitbit, lost or destroyed their Fitbit.
Mm.
So just consider that.
Yeah.
Like $100 or whatever. Maybe a little cheaper these days, but.
I bought a Jawbone Up
when
those came out. And. It stopped working. Like, I guess all of them broke. Like, there was some major defect with them.
Let's see, next question. How are you enjoying making them webhook videos, Dave? We're good. They're fun. I'm kind of ready to... Webhook as an actual product is getting close to being finished. And so now I'm at the point where I'm like, this thing's awesome! And then everybody will be like, show me a site on it. I'm like, I don't have any. I've got webhook.com, which the docs are cool, but I don't really show those off. So now I need... You know, we've got probably... close to 40 people in the alpha right now.
Yeah.
But nobody in there is like a super skilled designer, which kind of creeps me because I'm seeing that people of kind of all skill levels can make stuff with it. But I'm getting at the point where I need to probably make something myself with it. And now I just need to figure out what I should make. Leave your garage door open?
No.
Ever?
I have been worried that I have, because the process of closing it in the morning has become so, like, muscle memory that sometimes I get up the block and go, wait a minute, did I even do that? And drive back around and go, yes, I did. Okay, all right.
Jeff, how is your client, Dr. Tracksuit, holding up after that upset? Will we see new alliances and rivalries going into the next Rumble?
We'll see. You know, Dr. Tracksuit has gone right back into training. He's got a Colombian training center that he is working out of. So he left immediately following the event to just get back to his roots and get back to what matters to him. So... yeah, Dr. Tracksuit will rise again.
What is up with your toaster? What happened with that? I saw that it was buzzing.
I walked back in. So it makes a beeping noise when it finishes. It's like a toaster oven, not a toaster.
All right.
And I go, beep, beep. And I walked in, and it was just, the beep was just, beep.
But it wasn't hot?
No.
Okay.
It was just a constant buzz, beep noise. And then I unplugged it with which had happened once before and caused me to leave it unplugged most of the time, but I had kind of forgotten and started leaving it plugged in. And I should just get rid of that thing and get a new toaster oven, because that one scares me.
How much has Mixlr streaming affected your data usage per month, and does it cost a crazy amount?
I mean, I pay for like a 2 gig plan on this iPad and almost never use it, generally, because normally when I'm using that iPad, it is hooked up to Wi-Fi. So it's just this, really.
But I would have figured that we would go through 2 gigs.
Yeah, I would think so too, but I don't know, it's, there was that one time when I started getting the warnings, but that was like the day before the new billing cycle started, so it kind of just got right up to it. I figure we'll probably hit the limit this time out, because I did 4 hours from New York to Boston. So...
How do you, what do you think about Gat in Dive Kick?
I think he's fun. It's, his moves are interesting. You know, they're not done tuning it yet, but busting out that car is pretty funny. I just wonder how, like, the car is kind of slow, so I just wonder if it'll really catch people or not. The black hole gun does some good stuff to the gravity on the stage while it's out there. That's kind of interesting.
But so many asks, does the fact that I can no longer identify characters that are being cosplayed mean that I'm old? I think the answer is no, you just don't play a lot of Japanese games.
It's all League of... Just anyone you can't recognize, just assume it's a League of Legends character. Because it probably is.
People are asking, where can they get this glorious webhook sticker that I now have on my Zojirushi? I didn't make that many of them.
Ah.
It was just kind of a... It's like, I'm going to try this out.
Just order a handful of them.
To be honest, I feel just really weird not having a sticker on my Zojirushi.
Okay.
Like, I had the Giant Bomb one for a long time, and then I got a new Zojirushi, and I was like, I need a sticker. Yeah. So, done.
Block this intersection while a policeman is trying to get through.
Really?
Yeah, on the right.
Oh. That's okay. We'll just pretend like we're not chatting on the internet.
Yeah.
And, you know, you probably kick into that left side.
I am too close to this car now to really...
Just tell me you can't stand the rain.
Yeah.
Hash browns are home fries. Home fries. I think you could be a hash brown person, and that is ridiculous. Home fries are the best.
I don't know. Home fries are really good, but sometimes they're terrible. Whereas hash browns, I feel like, are usually a little more consistent.
What is Dr. Tracksuit's finisher?
You'd have to see it.
You have to see it in person.
There's really no way to describe it.
A lot of questions today. Alright, that's it. We're past the bridge.
Nah.
More importantly, we are out of the middle of the street. We're out of the middle of the cross street.
Weird thing about Brooklyn is that they were playing hip hop everywhere I went. Maybe that's not that weird, but it, like, you just never hear it in a restaurant or anything like that. It was just like, you know, me and Alex at some Japanese place, and it's just like Notorious B.I.G. playing with some French restaurant after the talk, and it was just more there. You know, Irish pub place attached to the hotel I was staying in. There's more there. It was just like everywhere. It's kind of cool.
Did you go to a Nets game?
No.
Playing it there?
Yeah. Pretty close to the Barclays Center there, but no. I think I could live in Boston. I don't know. Like
I could.
Yeah.
Easy.
I like that city a lot. So.
We, you know, before Nicole and I bought the place, and right before we got married, we were like, all right, I don't, you know, now's the time for big change. Like, we got a kid, we're doing all this stuff. And we went to that, when we went to PAX that right. year, which was like 2 years ago. That's when we started thinking about it. And we were like, because I like the East Coast. I miss the East Coast a lot. I just miss the weather and stuff. And Boston's one of my favorite cities. Like, it's not as intimidating as New York is, I feel. I like New York a lot, but I don't think I could live there.
I don't think I could live there.
But didn't do it because we found the lovely city of Petaluma. And now I, you know, only have this yoke of a commute.
Right.
To go along with it. Hopefully not for long.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you're just not going to need to be in the same place.
Yeah, we're kind of getting near the end of it. We'll see. I might get a... If things work out, I might get just a small office in Petaluma. Just so that I can have a place to focus.
Yeah.
Then I can be Mr. Petaluma.
That's right. That's all it takes. You need to live and work in Petaluma to be eligible for the Mr. Petaluma.
Webhook is officially a Petaluma. That's where our address is. That in Delaware.
Right.
Say cost of living in Ohio is still lowish. That is true. A lot of my family is in Ohio. It is super lowish, I would say. I've got family in Youngstown, and that I would say it is beyond lowish. It is just, you want a house?
Right.
Here you go. Got family in Cleveland, family in Cincinnati. My brother lives in Cincinnati. He has a 5-bedroom house. He just calls one room the bonus room.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, we don't really need it.
No need for this,
but it's ridiculous. Every time I see the prices in Cincinnati or something like that, I just move everything there.
Yeah. Because when I saw prices in St. Louis.
Yeah.
It's like,
what are we doing?
What are we doing?
They've got barbecue.
Yeah. It's like, all I really do is look at the internet. I don't need water. I don't need...
Well, you guys still get people that come to you.
Yeah, that's, yes. I mean, if I were to, for me to keep doing this the way we're doing it, then yes. It makes sense to be here.
I very much... If I can get Webhook where I want it to, I would love to be just a purely distributed team. Everybody can live wherever the hell they want.
Yeah.
I didn't used to be that way. I used to think you needed to be right on top of each other.
Yeah.
And I think it's good in the beginning. But I think the tools have gotten so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the weird part about, you know, building web stuff and the way that the tools have changed so much is that we're all sitting next to each other, but we still, chat is still right. super effective for
yes.
us.
Yes, yeah.
Because I've got something, like in our little webhook channel, not only will I see, you know, all the commits that are made and all the bugs that come in and when people watch or star our projects, I'll also get when people actually make deploys mm-hmm. on webhook sites.
Yeah.
So that I can kind of just make sure that everything's running and do, you know.
Yeah.
It's really neat. And then with Google, you know, with the Hangout stuff, that's pretty much all that we need is just like once a week to
right.
just look at each other and be like, hey, you're going to do that thing that you said you were going to do last week, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to look you in the eye.
Right.
You're going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the interesting thing about having people in multiple locations for us is it's got me thinking about, like...
Can you be...
Like, what are the ways to take advantage of that? You know, I think that, you know, it makes sense to have a focus. Like, you wouldn't want to have every single person in a different location because then you can't, you know, there's no one to hold a camera. There's no one to, mm-hmm. you know... Like, all that, but, you know... Having teams in different spots. Like now that Patrick is cobbling together a team of people that don't actually work for us.
Right. it's a mutual.
Sure.
It's a mutual yeah. good there, too. Yeah. I'm sure those guys get a whole lot of showing up on, you know, a big website like Tripalm
yeah,
talking about their games every week.
Sure, yeah. I'm not naive about that aspect of it, for sure.
People are saying intern day playing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it, too. It's the text changing it on your side as well. That's the reason it works. It's because when people can just stream
yeah.
out of their living room.
Right.
And not have, like, a drastic drop in quality. It's well, funny. I started watching some of the streamers, not any of the Giant Bomb guys, but, yeah. like, some of the Twitch streamers. And it's wild how much people hook in, like, API data from... Twitch into their streams now.
Yeah.
You know, and getting, like, they basically will put the chat in their video feed.
Right, yeah.
Trigger when they get followers and all that kind of stuff. So it's a, you know, like anything that is, you know, hobby or amateur produced can get to be, like, a little too much. You're yeah. like, dude, this is a little ridiculous, but kind of neat.
Yeah, and that's been just the interesting thing to watch, and that's the big change that I think is going to roll through, and, you know, it's just in the process of slowly devastating kind of the old ideas and concepts for running a video game website. You know, because at some point, like, those guys streaming and buying all their games and doing it completely outside of, you know, the video game industry, when they go find an early copy of a game and start streaming it, they're literally doing something that we often cannot get away with.
Yeah.
And that's super exciting to me. That's already, you know, the streaming and all that other stuff is all, and the way YouTube works is already
change the way embargoes work, or it's in the process of changing the way embargoes work. To where it used to be like, everyone would be like, oh, Tuesday, 9 a.m., you can run your review. It's like, no, someone's going to buy your game Monday, like, mm-hmm. you know, or you know, there's going to be a store open Tuesday at midnight. Like, as soon as your game goes on sale, we need to go run what we have. Like, that's, it's ridiculous. Otherwise, you're, you know, otherwise, why would we ever agree to this? Because otherwise, we could just devote people to going and buying games at midnight. And
you know, the weird one that I saw that to me was a little strange was the, I guess it wasn't too strange, is that the what's, was it Beyond Earth or what's his new one? Sid Meier?
Oh, the, not Alpha Centauri, but yeah, like Civilization Space Man.
It was so strange to see all the big sites start throwing up like big story stuff at the same time.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, this is almost ad-ish. You don't normally see that level of planned stuff with a preview, I guess. Strange.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Like GameSpot's doing like a week of coverage of that thing. The same way they did with Titanfall. But I haven't really seen any of it.
I saw IGN. I looked at IGN the other day for the first time in, I don't know, a while. I kind of like some of their designy stuff. It's very, they're slowly getting more minimal on things. Their homepage is still a mess.
Yeah, yeah.
Their article pages are at least getting where they kind of should be. I feel bad. I've had you know, Joey doing this video for us for Webhook.
Yeah.
I'm like, here you go. Here's a bunch of videos of this monochrome tables.
Yeah.
Here you go. Make something.
Here's the most visually uninteresting thing I could present you with. Yeah. Now put it in a hot video.
Yeah. I was talking about them last night. It was the same thing. He's like, do you have any, you know, any good launched websites that are, you know, up with it right now? And I'm like, none of them look super solid.
How long would it take you to make one that looked super solid? Like, you would need some content, obviously.
It would take me a couple weeks. I think the problem is, yeah, it would need content. I mean, the problem is that I just don't have the personal time for it.
Yeah.
Because I have to build the actual CMS.
Right.
I have to do what little marketing I do for it, which is mostly just making videos and,
right,
you know, putting up blog posts and stuff. And because it's weird, because it's a full system, it means that I need to not only work on the CMS side, the design of that side, but then I also have to work on all the stuff that gets generated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like building three or four things at once.
Yeah.
So, and I'm building the actual webhook site and doing all the documentation for it. So it's hard to just be like, a lot of days I'll be like, all right, you know, today's the day I'm going to go make, I'll make some video game developer template site or something. And then I just get back on a bug or something. I'll start moving into that stuff the next month or two, now that things are finally getting close to done.
Right.
That's hard, especially when people started using it. And then you'll get, like, a bug or two, and you'll, like, that always seems more important. It's like, well, I can fix this bug for the 30 people using this thing.
Right.
Or I could, you know, spend time building my own own thing. I always tend to just work on the bugs.
Sure.
people are saying, how could Joey do work for you on his employer's time? He does not. He does it on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I also, before I even talked to Joey, I asked Will and Norm.
Yeah.
And they were like, yes, give him all the business you can. It's the way it works with your buddies. Everybody does everything super legit. That's what happens when you work with professionals.
That's right. Professionals doing things on the weekends separate from their main thing.
That classic track, Bitch Better Have My Money.
AMG's Bitch Better Have My Money. This whole album is great. This is a classic album. Jiggable Pie. Word to the D.
Word to the D is a big one.
Yeah.
Jiggable Pie sounds like a feature in a 3D engine.
Right. Speed Pie, new plug-in.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
You have yourself a good day, Jeff.
Yep, me too. Go build some stuff. I'll go
talk.
Talk.
Go talk. Talk well.
All right.
Your toaster's talking again. Later, chat.
See ya. Back into this office. It's been a while. I'll probably just get in there. I don't know when trials is out. Like, I've got trials, but I thought it wasn't out for another week or something. So I gotta go look at that and see when we're gonna do. We'll post some trials stuff and come up with another list of games of stuff we want to do this week. Turning, totally screwing me over. Oh well. And then gotta get in there and start building
building podcast stuff. Dope swang. Tell me more. Put in work. Got these liquids gone berserk. All right.
From Hollywood to the hood.
Creeping up on this one-way street in a few blocks. Gotta decide if we're gonna do some dirt.
All right, Sway in the Morning, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern. The home of the diverse palette. You know, we have a diverse palette of guests. For example, Susan Lucci is coming on our next episode.
Most famous playing Erica Kane's Sway for All My
All
Children.
All My Children, right? All right. And then we got us athletes coming by.
Yep, from the New York Giants, Walter Thurman.
All right, Tracy, who you want to offer?
Dean Norris, baby.
From where?
From Breaking Bad.
That's right. All this is on the next episode of Sway in the Morning on your favorite station, Shade.
Bye-bye.
Grinding into the street. All kinds of street dust. Wait. No, these people have turned. Yeah, alright. Almost made a traffic mistake. I'll see you guys later. Podcast will be up later.